B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
On the line right now, he does a tremendous job covering the Phillies for The Athletic. I have his latest game story, figuring out the Phillies, the narratives and underlying issues as another June begins. Mr. Matt Gelb on the Comcast Business Hotline. How are you today, Matt?
Pretty good, guys. It's going to be a really nice night at the ballpark.
Yeah, there you go. It is going to be a nice night at the ballpark. Now, let me ask you this, Matt. 27-32, but not that far out of the wild card race. Should we be looking at their record or where they are in the standings? Like, where should we be?
Well, I mean, you got to look at their record first. I mean, because they have to have a winning record if you want to talk about, you know, postseason contention. I do think the context is important. I mean, they have played poorly, but they are not out of it. I mean, the rest of the league, the National League specifically, is just really kind of this pile of mediocrity right now. No one really has separated themselves. I mean, the Braves and Dodgers are at the top, but honestly, both teams have pitching holes right now too. And the Phillies, they should have won 3 out of 4 when they just went to Atlanta. I thought they actually played a pretty good series absent that Sunday night game in Atlanta. So you have to look at both things. You got to say, look, they need to play better. And on the other hand, they're really right there. I mean, I think if anything, they've dug themselves a pretty significant hole when it comes to the division. But as we know, I mean, there's 6 seeds to get into the postseason, and they're right there, believe it or not, even with 27-32 record.
I don't think it happens unless Zach Wheeler gets going. And what's the concern level for you with him? I know he didn't have help defensively, Schwarber out in left field and all, but he hasn't looked comfortable at all this season based off of how long he went last year, of course.
I don't know. Like, I think Wheeler, to me, is like the least of my concerns in the rotation. I mean, I look at Wheeler. That game he pitched in Atlanta was the best pitching performance by a Phillies pitcher so far this season. I mean, it was like an ace-level type performance. And I don't know. I look at that Washington start, and I look at a bunch of his starts this year. It's been one or two really bad innings. He hasn't had the command that we're used to seeing, no doubt, but I don't know. I think Wheeler is closer to being, you know, the Wheeler of old than some of the other pitchers in rotation. I mean, before the start against the Nationals, like he had an ERA in the low 3s. I mean, he's just, I don't know. That game against the Nationals, I want to throw that out because, I mean, his guys behind him really just, they just did not make the plays they should have made behind him.
All right, since we went from one starter, let's go to tonight's starter, Aaron Nola. You know what? I've never seen a guy that could look great in a game for 3 innings and then all of a sudden have a blow-up inning, and he seems to do it all the time. What's your take on Aaron Nola?
So Nola is the guy that Nola and Taijuan Walker to me are the two guys that, you know, you really, I think, there have to be legitimate concerns about both of them. And Ricky, the problem with Nola, I think, and you would agree with this, is that he's been so good in the past about limiting the walks and limiting the home runs. And this season, you know, his walk rate is almost double, his home run rate is almost double, his walks are way up. And those are things that we are not used to seeing from Aaron Nola. I know he's been prone to bad innings before, but they're happening in different ways this year, in my opinion, and I think that's what has to be concerning. The home runs, really, I mean, he's already given up more than half than he gave up all of last season. Those are the two things that concern me for sure. He hasn't been able to pitch at the knees like he has in the past, Ricky. Like, that's something that stuck out to me. I mean, in that start, the last start against the Mets, a couple of the pitches that were hit were fastballs that were up in the zone that were supposed to be down and away or down and in. He hasn't been able to consistently, like, get to that spot with his fastballs, and that's something that Aaron Nola needs because he's not a blow-you-away kind of guy.
We're speaking with Matt Gelb, does a good job, very good job covering the Phillies for The Athletic. Matt, I want to ask you about Trey Turner, and the reason is that Schwarber, we know how bad the batting average is, but we also see the power, and we can convince ourselves that it can get better. Castellanos has had a really good year, different things, but with him, it's just hard for me to find, other than his track record, I have nothing else to grip this season about, oh, well, he's done this really well, or he's done that really well. His glove hasn't been as good as I thought it was going to be, obviously at the plate. What is the deal with Turner, and do you think he can turn it around when now that we're in the June and he just still seems lost?
I mean, I think he can turn it around beginning tonight. I mean, like, honestly, I think I'm pretty sure, like, every night I'm thinking, oh, this is you know, he's going to turn it around, because going into the season, I mean, you could make a very strong argument that he was one of the top 10, 15 best players in the entire sport. And I know that it wasn't happening here, and we don't have, you know, maybe the experience of seeing him on a night-to-night basis when he's at his best. And that's what I think has made this whole thing even more difficult, is that, you know, you want to believe in the track record, but there has been no indication so far that we are seeing that guy. And I don't know. I think you're just seeing a guy who he's definitely in his head. I mean, I think that that's clear. Like, just talking to him and watching some of the at-bats, like, he's frustrated. He's frustrated with himself because, you know, he signed that contract and you want to make a good impression. I mean, he's going to be here hypothetically for somebody. I'm in the parking lot. This is Bank Park, and apparently somebody has decided to steal a car. Turner, I mean, I don't know. It's just, you haven't seen a lot of evidence that it's going to turn around right now, but you have to believe in the track record, and the strikeouts are the problem. I mean, they really are, like, just too much swings and misses out of the zone. And at bats where you're just like, it's not a competitive at bat, and you can tell that he's going to swing out of the zone, and he knows that he's not, that he's chasing, and everyone knows it right now. He just can't get it right. I do think that moving him down in the lineup was overdue. I really do. And that's, you know, there's some guys, you move them down the lineup and now they put more pressure on themselves because they're like, oh, well, I got to get back up to my spot. I think this was the right thing to do, to move him down, and I expect him to be down again tonight against the Tigers. And maybe that gets him going and they get him back up at the top of the lineup. But if you want to point to why the Phillies haven't scored more than they should, they're not getting on base at the top of the lineup. And Trey Turner is the biggest culprit of that. He's got like a 270-something on-base percentage, and he's been hitting at the top. I mean, they need to get more guys on base for Harper and Castellanos and Realmuto and Schwarber, and I think moving Turner down makes a lot of sense.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So with that being said, Schwarber leading off, I know some fans are disappointed in that. You look at his batting average and all. I mean, us on the show, we love him up there because especially in June when he gets hot, I want him to get as many at-bats as possible. Maybe the answer is there's no real alternative because you thought Trey Turner would be that guy. Maybe it could be Bryson Stott, but do you believe that Schwarber's the best to do that, get on base and have him lead off?
I don't know if he's the best to do it, but I think he's the best to do it right now.
Okay.
I mean, during this stretch, like, you know, even when he wasn't hitting in May, like, he was still getting on base. Like, he was drawing his walks. And there aren't a lot of guys in this lineup right now that you could say that about. And I think the priority right now is that the 1-2 spots need to get on base more. Like, they just need to get on base more because you really do believe in the heart of that order. You know, Brandon Marsh is hitting like sixth, and like, if he's got guys on base, he's got really good numbers with runners in scoring position. And when Alec Boehm is healthy, batting fifth, sixth, or seventh, you know, he's got good numbers with runners in scoring position. They just need to get more guys on base for the middle of the lineup there. And Schwarber, to his credit, I mean, there was, you know, the batting average is not there, but I'm like, look, he had some good at bats in May, and I know people are going to bang their heads against the wall when they hear me say that, but like, he was one of the few guys getting on base even without getting hit. And it's a lineup right now that probably is in balance because they have a lot of aggressive hitters who are very successful at being aggressive hitters, but they kind of need that balance every now and then. And I think Schwarber being that guy, even when he's not hitting for average, I think that's important. I think that's why he's up there at the top right now.
I got to ask about two guys ready to come off the IL and what you think is going to happen. First of all, there's Derek Hall coming off the IL. I'll get to him in a second. And then there's Alvarado. Now, to go along with the Alvarado situation, would you think about sending Brogdon down to get his head straight? That's that part of the question. And with Derek Hall, what's the move going to be?
I think Brogdon, for sure, Ricky, his roster spot, I think, is in danger. I mean, he's definitely fallen down the bullpen depth chart. Junior Marte and Jeff Hoffman are two righties who, in middle relief, have gotten, I think, more opportunities. I know they're really high on Marte, and to Marte's credit, He's thrown the ball way better since he came back from the minor leagues. He's thrown more strikes. Brogdon, yeah, he's got options. And, you know, the Phillies have talked about how they're going to be shuffling bullpen arms in and out because they're running, you know, these bullpen games every 5 days and they're kind of overusing some of these guys. I think Brogdon is definitely a candidate to go down. As for Hall, like, I don't know if it's a slam dunk that he comes back to the bigs. You know, like, Cody Clemens has played fairly well as that left-handed hitting first baseman in Hall's absence. I think if they want some power, I think they bring Hall up, and the move then is probably Clemens. I mean, they're basically the same player. I don't know if you can carry both of them on your roster with 13 position players. I don't know if you can carry both of those guys, so it's kind of one or the other. So it might depend how Clemens is going when Hall is ready to come back, and I don't think that's going to be maybe for another, maybe until the weekend, maybe early next week. I think he's going to go to Reading this week and get some more at-bats the entire week, Hall will. So I don't think it's a slam dunk that he comes back, but I think it would be for Clemens if they end up doing that.
Well, Matt, we really, really appreciate you carving out some time. I know you're a busy man already at the ballpark. We appreciate it. We love your work, and hopefully we talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks so much. That was Matt Gelb on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.